USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He made the announcement from the White House. She spoke of the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I will be mindful of who came before me. The flag of the United States is still flying at half staff in memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to mark the end of a great American life. Justice Ginsburg began her career at a time when women were not welcome in the legal profession. But she not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. For that, she has won the admiration of women across the country and indeed all over the world. Particularly poignant to me was her long and deep friendship with Justice Antonin Scalia, my own mentor.
She meant to say poignant. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
1 million is a terrible number, and I think we need to reflect on that.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization speaking about the world's death toll from COVID-19. It's another grim milestone as the U.S. has reached 200,000 deaths from the virus only a few days ago. According to Johns Hopkins University, the United States also now has 7 million confirmed cases. While the vaccine is considered crucial to flattening the curve, the WHO's Bruce Aylward says it's vital people realize the tools exist to contain it.
If we start thinking about it as a function of the vaccine, people will unnecessarily and unacceptably die as we wait for a vaccine.
Demonstrations continue in Louisville, Kentucky, calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. Taylor's family is demanding the release of all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against the police officers who killed Taylor during a raid at her apartment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another college athletic conference is moving forward with football this season. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Pac-12 will be back in the football business starting in November. Pac-12 teams will play a 7-game conference-only regular season schedule, followed by a conference championship game on December 19th at the home stadium of the divisional champion with the best record. No fans will be permitted all season. The plan was hammered out at a meeting of Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. The Pac-12 initially announced on August 11th it would not play any football this year because of lingering medical questions about COVID-19. By going ahead, the Pac-12 becomes the fifth Power 5 conference to play this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and SEC all previously announced plans to play in 2020. The Big Ten initially decided not to play this fall, but reversed itself last week after the conference was able to secure the ability to rapid testing daily. The Big Ten resumes on October 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Even though they've confessed to a crime, two brothers will not go to jail, as we hear from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Two Amish brothers in Missouri who fessed up to having sex with their 12-year-old sister and getting her pregnant managed to avoid jail time. The Webster County Citizen reports the brothers copped a plea for 15 years in prison, all of which were suspended to keep them out of jail. The county prosecutor said the boys would have been eaten alive behind bars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.